Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V.
The rubber really hits the road this week, Gino.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Barnwell versus Woodland.
These two teams have met 14 times, with the War Horses winning 11 games, including the last seven. But my dad is from St. George, and I believe in the Wolverines. The old gray nags can't keep up with the souped-up super weasels from Dorchester County and end up at the glue factory. Friday, night's loser, the Barnwell War Horses.
Chester versus Clinton.
Chester and Clinton have played each other primarily in the playoffs, but the series goes back to the 1920s with the Cyclones holding a slim 15-14 advantage. Storm Central, USA is a tough place to play, and the little Red Hots find that out when the Red Tornadoes blow them all the way back to Lawrence County. Friday, night's loser, the Clinton High Red Devils.
West Florence versus Hartsville.
West Florence and Hartsville have been playing each other since the early 1970s, and the Red Foxes hold a 34-7 advantage. At one time, Hartsville won 16 games in a row. But that was then, and this is now. The Green Paladins ride down on Jeff Calabrese's Forest Dogs and skewer them for dinner. Friday, night's loser, the Hartsville Red Foxes.
Andrew Jackson versus North Central.
The Volunteers have beaten the Knights 5 out of the last 7 meetings and hold a commanding 30-13 advantage all time. Old Hickory's riflemen affix night scopes to their guns and shoot down the Green Warriors like they're at a turkey shoot. Friday, Knights loser, the North Central Knights.
Irmo versus Westwood.
This series is tied 1-1 for these two teams, as Irmo won the first game and Westwood won last year. The black and gold sting swarms all over the Redbirds from the Westwood. Friday, Knights loser, the Westwood Redhawks.
Lamar versus Lakeview.
Lamar and Lakeview have played each other 17 times since the 1950s. The Silver Foxes have a 10-7 advantage over the Wild Gators and have won the last 2 meetings. Make it 3. The Silver and Black Forest Dogs grab the Pond Panorama Lizards by the tail and swing them round and round and round. Friday, nice loser, the Lakeview Wild Gators.
Whitmire versus Louisville.
The Louisville Lions have beaten the Whitmire Wolverines 14 times in 20 meetings between these two teams. The Kings of the Richburg Jungle put the bite on the souped-up weasels from North Newberry County. Friday, nice loser, the Whitmire Wolverines.
Gaffney versus Dorman.
The Indians lead the Cavaliers all-time in this series, 40-29, but Dorman has won 7 out of the last 10 games. But it's going to be cooler Friday night, and you know what that means. Dan Jones' Broad River Braves defend the Giant Peach and put Dustin Curtis's feather-capped sword-swinging swashbucklers in the dark and bloody ground. Friday, night's loser, the Dorman Cavaliers.
Spring Valley versus Nation Ford.
This is the only second meeting between the Vikings and Falcons. Spring Valley won last year's game 32-24. This year, Nation Ford evens the score. The Big Black Air Wing drops the Moab on the Vandals in the Sparkleberry Valley. Friday, night's loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Indian Land versus Catawba Ridge.
The Warriors have yet to beat the upstart Copperheads in their 2 meetings. However, both games were really close. Adam Hastings' Renegades want to ambush the Snakes on the Real Reservation, but the Zack Attack resolves the matter in the second half. Friday, Night's loser, the Indianland Warriors.
Fort Mill versus Clover.
The Yellow Jackets and Blue Eagles series goes back to the 1920s as these two teams have met 81 times. Fort Mill has 38 wins. Clover has 38 wins with 5 ties. Clover's won the last 4, while Fort Mill won 6 in a row before that. The Big Blue Raptors swoop down on Bob Jones Stadium and get stung early on, but the sting loses its venom in the second half. Friday, night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Rock Hill versus Blythewood.
Rock Hill and Blythewood are tied at 5 wins apiece in this series. The Bearcats broke a 4-game losing streak with a 24-20 win over the Bengals last year. The Fur will be flying at historic District 3 Stadium, and the Big White Tigers from the Blythe Wood claw up the Diamond-Headed Cats from Football City, USA. Friday, night's loser, the Rock Hill Bearcats.
Lancaster versus York.
Lancaster and York have met in the annual War of the Roses 34 times since 1914. York leads the series 24-10. Since the turn of the century, the Bruins have only won 3 of 16 meetings between these two. Dr. Dean's Big Black and Silver Cats make Marcus Surratt's Red Rose Bars dance until they can dance no more. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
South Point versus Northwestern.
The Stallions have won 5 out of the last 6 games against Northwestern and lead the series 10 wins to 8 losses. The Trojans did beat the Stallions in 2020 17-3. This game has playoff implications, but it's also the battle for Football City, USA. The Big Red Chargers come out of the gate on fire, but the Legion of Doom conjures up a purple wave to drown them in their own corral. Friday, night's loser, the South Point Stallions. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are. And take some time out to support high school football in your hometown, and then listen to the OTS Sports Network. J5V, hocus pocus.
Ah, but only for the moment, Gino. Push it back,
way back. On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now, and she'll be in.